I'm going to give him 9 on the play, Clark.
9-yard gain for Derek Puff. 1 yard to go. Second down. 11 minutes remain in the third quarter. Harbor Beach, 34. North Huron, nothing.
Van Sorensen just coming into the booth.
And he
K&S Insurance, if you got time, stop in and see the young man.
For affordable coverage that fits your situation.
That's right.
So, right there, Kraft hands it off to number 47. Aaron Ginther jumps ahead and dives toward the 40-yard line for a gain of 6. First down for Harbor Beach.
Brandon Moore, again, submarined the runner, but not before he picked up the first down.
So, 10:43 remains in the third quarter, 34-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. First and 10 at the Warrior, 40-yard line for the Pirates. Pirates moving left to right across your radio in all black and white helmets. North Huron in blue, navy blue pants, white jerseys with blue lettering, and navy blue helmets with yellow streaks on the front of it. Kraft hands it off to Sklaski. Sklaski moves ahead about 5 yards, where he's brought down by a swarm of Warriors.
Led by number 55, Jake Shramsky. Bring back memory. I remember Shramsky that played softball over there.
So, Klaski in with a 5-yard gain, bringing up 2nd and 5 for the Pirates as they march straight down the field, picking up right where they left off in the first half, except without all the fumbles there we saw in the last 2 minutes.
I think you're going to see Coach Shelke keep the ball on the ground on this half.
I don't blame him either. Kraft under center, 2 men in the backfield, hands it off to number 8, Tyler Kruger. The ball carrier has room to run. He's to the 10-yard line, to the 5, and he's brought down, pushed down right about at the 1-yard line. Looks like they're going to be marking him off.
About 34 yards in that one, Clark.
Well, actually about the 4-yard line.
Oh, 4, then we're going to give him.
The officials keep moving on me.
Okay.
So
we're at the 35-yard line, so wherever they settle on.
They're at the 3-yard line, so a 32-yard gain for number 8, Tyler Kruger. So a very short field now for the Pirates to work with 9:35 remaining in the first and the third quarter, 34-0 Harbor Beach, ready to add, tack some more points on the board for the Pirates over North Huron. The wing tee coming out for Harbor Beach on the Warrior 3-yard line. Kraft under center, hands it off to number 7, Derek Puff, as he gets very close to the end zone. No markings yet.
Are they calling? I don't see a signal.
One official said touchdown, 3 said no.
Okay, so you got 3 against 1. That's no touchdown.
And no touchdown. So it's going to be 2nd down.
What'd I tell you? 3 against 1.
Listen to Ron Lehrman, folks.
Well, math. You got to figure the math there, Clark.
Touche.
Yeah.
So second and goal on the half-foot line for the Pirates.
Well, the host of the Warriors were in on that tackle, but you couldn't tell if he made it in or not.
So a 3-yard gain for Derek Puff. Putting them on the half-yard line, half-foot line, whatever you want to call it. Crafts in, there's going to be North Huron a little antsy there and comes across the line of scrimmage before the snap.
They were going to blitz on their right side and got too anxious. Kraft went on a second count and picked up 2 inches on the play.
So there was a penalty on the flag, but it looks like they kind of.
Well, they didn't move it because if they moved it, it would be a touchdown.
That's true. Half the goal line. From the 6-inch line to the 3-inch yard line. 3-inch line.
This time, blitz got through by number 44 for North Huron, that being Moore for the Warriors and the runner of the Pirates.
Number 8, Tyler Kruger with no gain on that play. 3rd and goal now. North Huron kind of showing a goal line stand thus far.
Well, they're blitzing on that right side, and they're able to guess right on where the play is going.
So the wing tee back out there for the Pirates. Kraft under center. North Huron looking to hold them off. Number 8, Tyler Kruger gets across the barrier and in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Tyler Kruger in for the score with 7:45 remaining in the third quarter. It is now 40-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. So the kicking unit comes out for Harbor Beach, 40-0 with 7:45 remaining in the third quarter.
Well, again, Coach Shelke keeping it on the ground and going to go for the extra point. work on their kicking game as Tom Sutherland is in to try the extra point. It's up and over.
And that was a good one.
Right.
Very good.
Nice one.
Finally got good contact on that one. And Sutherland makes it 41-0 after a one-yard run from Tyler Krueger, number 8 of Harbor Beach, making it 41-0 Harbor Beach over North Huron. We'll be back right after this. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Smiling, eating, laughing. Regardless of what you use them for, your teeth are always important and should be well cared for. Hi, I'm Michael Kaufman. When it comes to straightening teeth for the long haul, orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggison is the best in the thumb. My sister, my brother, and I all trusted our teeth to Dr. Larry Eggison, and we love the results. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. Dr. Eggison's is located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office, or call 269-6811. That's 269-6811. Trust your smile to orthodontic specialist Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach. 41-0 Harbor Beach over the Warriors.
I'm sure they'll kick it deep on this one, Clark. And the Warriors are going to have to see if they can get on the board here before they leave town.
So you're saying the Pirates are not going to be coming out with an onside kick?
No.
Okay. So 41-0 Harbor Beach, 7:45 remains in the third quarter. As Sutherland goes to boot it away. And
he whiffed, folks. Now that wasn't a true onside kick. He whiffed it. Clark, we cannot give you credit for that.
No. Oh, wow.
I mean,
that was a whiff, and it turned out to be an onside kick, and it was actually recovered by Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
Number 47, Aaron Ginther, all over it. I actually missed the play because I was laughing so hard here.
Yeah. Sutherland went up there, and he took a swipe at it, and he only caught half of the football, and it scooted off to the right. Maybe
a quarter of the That ball maybe went 15 yards. And it's Harbor Beach ball on the 42-yard line with a short field to play.
Well, North Huron says, what else can happen to us now?
And you can tell in the body language from some of the players on the field that you just basically saying, you have to be kidding me.
Right.
So, new quarterback out there for the Pirates, number 18, Kurt Messing now doing the duties. Messing keeps to himself around the left side, gets to the line of scrimmage to then some, and brought down by number 55 of North Huron, gain of 3.
Jake Shramsky made the hit for the Warriors. Again, the Pirates getting the ball for the second time in this third quarter by a mistake.
So, a very good luck there for the Pirates being able to be there when he whiffs on the kick there.
Yes.
So, second down and 7 for the Pirates. Kurt Messing, the new quarterback for the Pirates, trying to get as much experience for the second string of the Pirates here.
Right. He's got, looks like, a different halfbacks in the backfield, too.
For a little bit there. So Messing hands it off still to number 2, Travis Essmaker. He pushes forward for about another 3 yards.
Number 22 for the Warriors, Scott Rushing, made the hit.
Travis Essmaker, gain of 4 yards, putting up third down and 4 for the Pirates with 5:40 remaining in the third quarter. Looks like it is now a running clock, expediting this game a little bit. Harbor Beach coming out in the traditional wing tee, Messing under center now, the new quarterback for Harbor Beach. North Huron bring a lot of men into the box. Hands it off to number 2, Travis Essmaker, pushes forward for the first down, then some. He's about to the 25-yard line, gain of about 10 yards for Travis Essmaker, first down for Harbor Beach.
Number 48 made the hit for Nick Strozeski for the Warriors.
So a gain of 10, pushing it to the 25-yard line of North Huron territory. Harbor Beach first and 10 with less than 5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Whatever defense North Huron is trying, they're just not able to stop this Pirate running attack.
Messing hands, tosses it to number 7, Derek Puff, as he's coming around the right side. Good blocking all around for the Pirates as he gets down to about the 10-yard line, where he's brought down for another first down.
Anthony Bumba on the hit, along with Nick Strozeski.
So a gain of 15 yards there for Derek Puff. off getting his legs under him now.